Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. This show is specifically designed to engage, educate, encourage, and empower those that are living this military life journey. Whether you're a military spouse or you have a family member serving, wherever you are in the globe, we are here for you. This is episode number 768, and I'm your host, Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator.
And I'm Sarah Robichaud, Army Wife Network's virtual administrator. Chrissy is absolutely right. Army Wife Network wants you to know that you are not going through this journey alone. We have the resources you need to meet you exactly where you are in military life, including segments such as Resource Recon, Empowerment in Action, interviews with empowering guests, and so much more. And speaking of interviews, stay tuned because in a few minutes we'll listen in to an interview conducted by Army Wife Network Commander Sherita Knobloch as she chats with our guest Dominique Gallo from Homefront Pumps.
Our guest Dominique is an international board certified lactation consultant with Homefront Pumps and is here to talk to us about all things breastfeeding, breast pumps, and breast milk storage. I can't wait to hear more. In the meantime, Sarah, I'm super excited to host with you because we're both new members of the command team and we've never hosted together before. How are things going this week?
Things are going great so far. Yeah, I somehow have managed to have a super productive weekend despite all of this gloomy weather and my husband's back-to-back FTXs. Not going to lie, I have not missed those. The one great thing that we have actually gotten out of 2020 has been a ton of really good family time. But now that he's back at it, yeah, it has been a blessing in disguise. But now that he's back at it and we are kind of struggling to get used to life with him outside of the house again, I am planning a road trip. We're going to go visit my family this weekend, which is kind of feels like the light at the end of the tunnel for my sanity at the moment. But yeah, all things are good here. How are you? How are things going?
That sounds so great. Things are going great here too. We are in a similar situation where we're kind of in a different schedule from, you know, the norm, but it's been wonderful to have more family time. Obviously, we can't do too much during these crazy times, but we're trying to find the light, you know, go and take little trips as well. We're doing pretty much the same.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's so good to catch up with you. I know our listeners are excited about Sherita's interview with Dominique. So let's go ahead and listen in as she shares about Homefront Pumps.
Greetings and welcome to another empowering installment of Army Wife Talk Radio's interview segment. I'm Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today we have the privilege to chat with Dominique Gallo, International Board Certified Lactation Consultant with Homefront Pumps. Today she'll be talking with us about all things breastfeeding. Dominique started out helping mothers with breastfeeding by the way of La Leche League and local support groups. She has been helping mothers with lactation for 9 years and has been a certified IBCLC for the past 5. In addition to working with Homefront Pumps, Dominique also works as a lactation consultant at a local hospital. She helps to make changes on national level by working with the board of directors for the United States Lactation Consultant Association, USLCA. Sounds like you've got a lot of great information to share with our listeners, Dominique. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to hearing more about your experience as IBCLC and everything that Homefront Pumps has to offer our military spouse listeners. So let's go ahead and get this convo started. Can you tell us a little bit more, what exactly is an IBCLC and what do they do?
IBCLC is an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant. We are highly trained specialists that has completed courses and are trained in the clinical management of lactation. So an IBCLC, we can pretty much do a variety of things, and a lot of us work in different areas. Some of us are boots on the ground. We love latching babies and working with parents. They work in the communities on the outpatient setting, or some work on the hospital unit like myself. Others do research. So a lot of the information that we have that kind of spears the way for how we give advice has been led by those lactation consultants that conduct research, and they do all kinds of research. One of my favorite ones that's going on right now, there's a lactation consultant doing some anthropology with a tribe, I think it's in Alaska. So looking at how their milk is different, how their diet affects it, things like that. And then also, too, some IBCLCs work in law, and they work to write policies and things like that. So, for instance, if you are going through a divorce, God forbid, but you just had a baby and they're breastfeeding, you know, a lactation consultant that is also a lawyer can kind of help you navigate that. And help you with visitation for the other parent that's not lactating and things like that, to kind of help your milk supply, but also make sure both parents have, you know, the rights, both parents' rights aren't being evoked on just, you know, for the breastfeeding. So lactation consultants, when I say they do it all, they do it all.
Wow. I feel already astonished, because I guess I didn't think, like, when I think of lactation consultant, I kind of think maybe more of your role in a hospital, but I did not even think about the research side or the legal law side. So that is really, you've already done your job here, because I've already learned a ton already. Question one, done. We're great. All right. Now we can sign off. Just kidding. We won't do that. But we mentioned your bio, and you just mentioned again that you work in the hospital setting. Share with us, what are some of the most common issues perhaps you address in the hospital with those new moms that you see?
So the biggest one is usually the biggest one for all moms is latching and positioning, and how do I know if the baby's getting enough? Mm-hmm. That's in the nurses on the unit often. They laugh at me because they're like, aren't you tired of hearing the same two questions over and over again? And I'm like, no, not yet. But those are the main ones. It's just making sure that the baby gets on and is positioned good. And then once we do all that, you know, then that question's, how do I know the baby's eating anything? You know, so then we go down that road as well. Sometimes I'll get a, you know, return to work question, but mostly it's how do I get the baby on me? And then how do I know the baby's eating when the baby's on me?
So obviously your part of working with those moms in the hospital is just one part in the process of a successful breastfeeding journey. What are some of the things that moms, breastfeeding moms, can do to make sure her breastfeeding experience goes smoothly once they leave the hospital?
Once, for breastfeeding, making sure that you're consistent with the good latching technique and the good positioning technique that you learn in the hospital. I always make sure that all of my moms personally can, when they leave the unit, they know what good sucking looks like versus just hanging out at the breast. And so I tell parents, you know, anytime the baby is eating, look for that. And if you have a lot of feeds where they're not doing that, I make sure they have the resources that they need to reach out for help to make sure that they don't get too far off the path. And also, too, a lot of the moms I work with a lot of moms that are low income or middle income, and they have to go back to work very soon. So a lot of times I'm also prepping them to go back to work when they leave the unit. Mm-hmm. And then so once their breast milk is established and the baby's latching well and doing okay, I always encourage them to start pumping and storing their breast milk, and they can make sure that the pumping is going smoothly by making sure that they're using their correct flanges. And if they have their pump when they come to the hospital, I try to size them and make sure that their flanges are a good fit. They can make sure that they understand how to use their pump, understand the settings, and make sure that they understand what settings are right for them. Because a lot of times the settings that your girlfriend is using is not the appropriate ones for yourself. And then just making sure that you are overall comfortable when pumping, because for some odd reason in our society, anything breastfeeding is supposed to hurt. And that is not the case. It's not supposed to hurt, and the pumping is not supposed to be painful either.
That's really solid advice, I think, thinking about the further on steps in the process. And I know that there can be some roadblocks or some bumps along the way. What are some things that maybe the breastfeeding mom or their support person should maybe watch out for to ensure the baby is feeding properly?
So like we touched on earlier, just look for those good sucking patterns. Make sure, babies, when they're sucking at the breast and they're getting a good flow, they have a rocking motion with their jaw. So they'll do nice, strong, and I say bites, but really it's not a bite because we don't eat in a rocking motion. We do more up and down. Look at me using my hands. but it's like a rocking motion. So look for that rocking motion. When babies breastfeed, they utilize pretty much all of the muscles in their jaw, and you can see them working on new babies. Now, once they're all full of fatty breast milk, it's kind of hard to tell because then they have double chins and cheeks that cover their eyeballs. But in those early days when they're all scraggly and scrawny, you can really see those muscles working. And so I tell parents, look for all those muscles moving, look for that temple moving, look for that extension of the jaw muscles. Those are all signs of good eating or good drinking at the breast. And for those that are wanting to exclusively pump, if they have to give their baby a bottle for some odd reason early on, there's good sucking patterns too on the bottle as well. A lot of people think that you can just give the baby a bottle and they'll just automatically know what to do. And that is not the case. And in fact, one of my jobs on the unit is the feeding specialist. So if it's a formula baby, if the baby's not eating, if nobody can get the baby to eat, they call me in. And so sometimes moms are confused. Like, I'm not breastfeeding. Why are you here? It's because your baby is eating. That's why. Right. So you need to look, make sure that when baby's getting a bottle that they have the whole nipple in their mouth and they're not just hanging out at the end of the teat. And again, look for those strong sucking motions on the bottle. And I also tell parents to look for that air exchange, or those air bubbles that kind of pop up when baby is drinking from the bottle, because that's a really good sign as well that the baby is actually getting that fluid out the bottle. Preemies and late preterm babies are notorious for just sucking and not transferring any milk out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of show parents what it looks like when they're doing a good job and when they're not. And in both scenarios, you should hear swallows, and swallows right. The k sound. And that's always a good sign that baby is doing a good job at the breast when you hear that.
Really helpful information. You mentioned a couple moments ago, kind of those two questions when you first start out with a new mom of, how do I do this? What does a good latch look like? But also, how do I know the baby's getting enough? So what are the most other common, are there any other common questions or concerns you see from new parents?
A lot of parents are worried about their diet because we're not the best eaters, especially in the U.S. We like a lot of fried things. Me personally, I will fry everything, including Oreo and a
pizza. Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably shouldn't be fried because they're already terrible food items anyway. But
then you take something that's already mediocre, bad, and then fry it. It just makes it delicious. It's right. Horribly nutritious, unnutritious, but
that's right. It's horrible, but it tastes so good going down. So why not? And I'm also McDonald's French fries are my vice as well, which is bad. But so I get a lot of diet questions as well. Do they have to change their diet? Do they need to add anything to their diet? Do they need to stay away from certain things? Usually the answer is no. Obviously I tell them you want to eat better for yourself, because if you yourself aren't healthy, you're not going to have the energy to recover from your birth very quickly like you need to, and you're not going to have enough energy to take care of the baby and then do your life. So you want to eat better to take care of yourself, but you don't necessarily have to have a grade A diet in order to breastfeed. The biggest thing that I worry about diet-wise with moms is if they are vegan or vegetarian, because they are often low, and the ones that are really good about it it aren't, or the ones that are just doing it to lose weight, they're usually low in vitamin B, vitamin A, and vitamin D, which are all things that we get from outside sources. And so I usually talk to parents about making sure they incorporate large amounts of those things in their diet, and also to do vitamins. A lot of parents get vitamin B injections, and that's always good too to do. But really, you know, everybody has questions about diet. Oh, and alcohol, that's another one that we always get, especially as it gets closer to the new year. Everybody wants alcohol at Christmas and Thanksgiving and for New Year's Day. So those questions will be popping up here soon. But, you know, usually the rule of thumb is you can have a beer or two or a glass of wine or two. You don't need to pump and dump. Just nurse your baby first and leave like a 2 or 3 hour gap in between. But I always tell my parents, if they're going to go out on the town and get chocolate wasted, they need to pump and dump until they can say, take care of the baby.
Right. Absolutely. Well, on that note, I do have a question, like going back to one of those really popular questions about how do you know if your baby is getting enough when you're breastfeeding? And I only ask that because I was one of those moms whose baby was not getting enough, right. You know? And so I really wish I would have had a lactation consultant, Dominique, in my back pocket to like walk me through it. So my experience was a little bit more successful. So tell us, how do you know? What are the signs that maybe your baby isn't getting enough breastfeeding, and what can you do?
So I tell my parents before they leave the hospital, the first 2 weeks are the hardest. And I also tell them if breastfeeding is going to go bad, it's going to be during the first 2 weeks of breastfeeding. Mm. It's very rare I'll get a mom that has been breastfeeding great for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden there's a problem and baby's not doing what they need to do. It's usually those first 2 weeks. So I tell parents to continue keeping that feeding log that they were doing in the hospital. See, back when I was having babies, we had to keep it on pen and paper, you know? But now there's apps.
Yep.
So you can download an app on your phone to help you keep track of your the feeds and the diapers. And that's important. I live in a very rural area. So sometimes moms have to drive like 2 hours to come see me for a 1 hour consult, which is not good when you're postpartum with the baby. And so there's one app that I like because they can email me their information and I can see. So if they say, oh, I took the baby to the pediatrician and pediatrician says baby's not gaining well, then I can look at that. So, oh, send me the feeds and the diapers, right? Mm-hmm. And I can look up there, you know, newborn babies need to be eating at least 8 to 12 times in 24 hours. And they need to be having at least 5 pee diapers after your full milk comes in. And they need to have at least 3 poop diapers after the full milk comes in every day. And so I can look at that and I can see, oh, you know, hey, you only fed your baby 5 times yesterday and the day before that. Try getting more feeds in and see what happens. So you want to make sure that you're giving your baby opportunity to eat enough too. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we love schedules, and for some odd reason, our country is obsessed with sleeping and making sure that babies sleep. Like when I say sleep, you need to sleep, but babies don't operate that way. And a lot of times when we do that, you interrupt another system. And sometimes that is the feed. So if your baby is not eating that 8 to 12 times or even more in 24 hours, that's your first clue that baby's not getting enough because they don't have enough opportunity to eat. So it may not be you're not producing, they just don't have that opportunity to eat. The second thing I always tell parents to look for is diapers. Again, there's a minimal that babies need to make every day. And if your baby is not hitting those minimals, then that's a sign that the diapers aren't doing great. For the first 4 months of life, baby needs to gain at least a half an ounce to an ounce a day. So they gain pretty quickly. If your baby is not doing that, then that's a sign that they're not getting what they need. And also to read your baby. Hungry babies are not quiet. Not at first. So, and if you have a baby that is sleeping and missing feeds and stuff like that, and they're not gaining and everything, then that baby, it's pretty sad, but they've given up, right? Now they're in preservation mode. But early on, Hungry babies are not quiet. They cry, they'll come off the breast and cry, they'll eat like every 10, 15 minutes. They're not quiet unless they're on the breast. Like all those are signs that maybe baby is not doing what they need to do at the breast. And I know cluster feeding is a thing and some babies like the comfort nurse. I had one of those that just loved breastfeeding. If I offered the breast, she was on the breast. It didn't matter. She just ate 30 minutes ago. But, you know, check in with your lactation consultant. If you have one of those babies that is always fussy and always unhappy, and when they go to breast, they fall asleep instantly. And when you take them off, they're screaming and rooting around and eating their hands. Those are all signs that baby is not getting what they need at the breast. And if you, you know, a lot of times the weight is the last thing to go. So look at the other signs because the weight may be okay, you know, in the beginning, but your baby has all these other signs. So that look for those early indications and then reach out to a lactation consultant. Worst case scenario, you show up, baby transfers a lot of milk from the breast. The weight is good. Diapers are fine. And, you know, maybe you just have a baby that really loves mama.
Yeah. Right. Dominique, I really appreciate that clarification on that question specifically. And I've really enjoyed our conversation so far, just learning so much more about lactation consultants and your job and your calling. And obviously, you're very passionate about this. So we are excited that when we come back after this quick break, we'll talk a little bit more specifically about Homefront Pumps. Listeners, if you would like to connect with Homefront Pumps, you can find them on social media with the handle at Homefront Pumps LLC. That's just like it sounds, Homefront, Homefront Pumps, Pumps, LLC. And this link will also be shared and posted in the show notes. Now it's time for that quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, we are back talking with International Board Certified Lactation Consultant Dominique Gallo. Let's continue our chat, Dominique. Tell us, what is Homefront Pumps exactly, and what does everyone mean when they say DME?
So DME stands for Durable Medical Equipment. DME supplies people with their medical equipment. So like if you are a diabetic, they can give you like your testing strips and your pump if you have a pump, not a breast pump, but like the
insulin pump.
Yeah.
Right.
Things like that. They supply those things. And so when the ACA came out, which is the Affordable Care Act, they deemed breast pumps as medical equipment. And so because they are medical equipment, DMEs can provide them, which makes it great because that makes it easy for insurance to cover them. So DME is a durable medical equipment provider, and Homefront, and that's what Homefront Pumps did. They provide this only though breast pumps. They don't do other stuff like some other DMEs do. And so Homefront Pumps will work with your TRICARE. Well, they work with TRICARE families exclusively, And they will work with TRICARE to make sure that you get the breast pump of your choosing and the breast milk storage bags of your choosing through the insurance policy.
You mentioned TRICARE, and I know from my experience with having babies in the last several years, they cover, TRICARE will cover a breast pump and the supplies. What types of supplies, breast pumps, do you carry at Homefront Pumps, and what else do you offer?
So Homefront Pumps will cover the Spectra S1, the Spectra S2. They cover the Medela pump and style in the backpack or the tote. And Medela recently upgraded their pump and style a little bit. And so they have a max flow. And so Homefront Pumps carries that as well. They have the, and they also carry the Baby Buddha breast pump too, which is that cute little one that's like the size of like an Apple remote. It's a, it's like, I saw that thing and I was like, that's not a great pump, but it's actually a really good pump. It's
cool.
I know, and it's so tiny. I'm telling you, it's thicker than an Apple remote, right? Because those are slithers. But it's literally the size of an Apple remote. Maybe it's a teeny bit big, longer, but it's a pretty good gnarly pump. I had a chance to play with one of those. And also, two Homefront pumps will cover 90 breast milk storage bags every 30 days. And so they cover the Medela bags. They cover the Kind Twist bags. So those ones that you can pump feed and store, so you just pump directly into them and you can take it out, slap a nipple on that same bag and give it to the baby, or you can pop and put it in the freezer. Those things are really fun, and I will say I had a couple sample one of those and I made myself a mommy drink in them and went to the beach.
Multi-purpose.
That is right. So, and you could take the little top off, pull a straw in there, a mommy straw, and it's fine. And it's
that is hilarious.
Very well. And you can also use those to, if you are into making baby food, you can also use those pouches to put some purees in. So your baby can have the puree on the go too. So they're pretty versatile. And then also the Lancinol breast milk storage bags.
Sounds like they cover quite the gamut, and I can see why a lot of mill spouses might want to connect with Homefront Pumps. So how would they get started with the process?
So it is super easy. First, they would need to go to the website, so homefrontpumps.com, HOMEFRONTPUMPS.com. They will need to enter their DOD benefits number, which is on the back of the military ID. You will need to put in your OB's information, and then you just choose the kind of pump that you want, and you choose the type of breast milk storage bags that you want, and then Homefront Pumps will take care of the rest. They'll communicate to TRICARE to make sure that you get your breast pump as soon as possible, and you can actually go to the website and you can order your breast pump at any time. However, they can't mail it out until you're at least 27 weeks gestation, but okay. If you are a planner like myself, you can go ahead, even if you're not 27 weeks yet, and get everything ordered, and as soon as you are 27 weeks gestation, Homefront Pumps will automatically just mail it out to you. You don't need to do anything else. So super easy.
That is super easy. I remember, you know, having to get like a prescription from the doctor and mail it into TRICARE. I think I faxed it. Good grief. How ridiculous is that?
That's right.
Oh,
when I was having babies, TRICARE didn't even cover any of that. So I'm like, I was impressed that they even decided to cover breast pumps. So they were the last hangout to do it. So I'm pretty impressed that now they've got this easy way to go about it.
That's awesome. Well, you mentioned the website. How else can our listeners go to find even more empowering information and get connected with Homefront Pumps and also some breastfeeding support?
Like you mentioned earlier, we are on Facebook at Homefront Pumps. We are on Instagram, or the gram, like the kids say. And if you want to connect with me, so say you have breastfeeding questions or concerns, you can always email me. And I am LC, so lactation consultant, at homefrontpumps.com. And also, too, twice a month, we do little live Q&A conversations with myself. Sometimes I have a planned topic, but sometimes I just want to sit around and just hear from the parents. And so those things, you can get the time and dates. It's normally on a Tuesday, every other Tuesday, twice a month. And on social media, we push out the dates and everything of when those are happening. So just log on to social and look out for those things. And
is that like a Facebook Live, or is that like a Zoom, or would you guys use something else?
I think it's like, it's a Google Meet. So
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I believe how it is now is that you would message Homefront Pumps and they will send you out the
invite and info. Okay, cool. Yeah. Good to know.
That way it's secure, you know.
Yeah.
The platform we use is HIPAA compliant, which is good because they're all their information out.
that makes sense. Absolutely. That makes sense. Well, Dominique, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And as you know, our primary mission, our pillar here, one of our main pillars here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. So the highlight of my show, the conversation usually is hearing what empowerment means to our guests. How would you complete this sentence? Empowerment is...
I would say empowerment is knowledge. When you have the knowledge, it's a gateway to so many things, and you feel so much more confident when you know what you're doing, or if you're knowledgeable about the topic. And that can just be a very empowering feeling, especially walking into a room where, you know, people think they know, but they don't know, but you know, and you go in there and you can just light up and just spill all the knowledge that you have. And everybody's like, oh, you're so smart. That's a truly empowering feeling, I think, me personally. So I think empowerment is knowledge.
It is clear that you are a very knowledgeable IB CLC and very passionate. And thank you so much for sharing that to empower new moms and support people and parents around the world. So we wish you all the best as you continue to do the mom thing, do the lactation consultant thing, and work with Homefront Pumps. We really appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Listeners, again, a reminder, if you would like to connect with Homefront Pumps, you can connect with them on social media at Homefront Pumps LLC or on their website. Now, back to our hosts in the studio.
Army Wife Talk Radio is celebrating our 15th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind and has over 700 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcatcher of your choice, such as iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
Oh my goodness, what a great interview. So thankful Dominique joined us to share her empowering resources about Homefront Pumps with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Dominique or Homefront Pumps, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram with the handle at Homefront Pumps LLC.
Yes, I also really enjoyed listening to Dominique's interview. As a mother who had to buy her first pump out of pocket, I would have loved to have had a service available like Homefront Pumps to help me navigate all of that. Her drive to help and educate new moms is so amazing and truly empowering, and I kind of wish she had been there when I was going through all the struggles of a new mom.
Yes, me too. I had the same experience where I had to get my own pump at the beginning. Gosh. And when I did finally get to receive that free pump for one of my children, it was a blessing. It was huge. There was so many supplies and there was just extra support for those questions that you might not want to ask somebody, but they know the answers.
Right. Lactation consultants are a huge blessing to new moms, especially first-time moms who have no idea what they've gotten themselves into.
Definitely.
All right. Well, it is now time to check in with this week's Resource Recon, brought to you from our ever-empowering band of bloggers. This week, we are featuring a blog written by Army Wife Network band of blogger LaVon Ritchie. Her post is entitled, A Strange Season of See You Laters. She writes, this year, well, it was a strange season of See You Laters. When all that crazy paperwork finally went through and all the logistics fell into place, we still didn't get the same closure that we always expect. Maybe you couldn't make that last visit to your beloved local coffee shop because it was still closed. Perhaps you were unable to do one last walkthrough of your favorite museum or the zoo because they too remained closed. And for those final, truly special see you laters, maybe for some, the best you could do was to have lunch together outdoors at individual picnic tables and you waved and blew kisses afterwards. Yes, it was a strange season of see you laters for sure. Wow. Yes, I love what LaVon wrote.
I agree. I mean, I've never had to experience a PCS in this kind of time frame. it's such a different season. And then also these goodbyes will lead to a distant hello in your new location. So I just can't even imagine. But I also love reading what she wrote as well. I love all of our blogs because they're so relatable since they're written by other military spouses. To read all of LaVon's posts and check out our other empowering blogs, visit armywifenetwork.com/AWN-blog. Here's another of our command team members, Amanda Bicknies, with her weekly Empowerment Patrol report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol report. Today, we are showcasing two of our volunteers who are MRE winners, which, by the way, that stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. First up, we have Sarah Jane Arnett. Sarah Jane is on our Army Wife Network's band of bloggers. Sarah Jane is a seasoned Army spouse of 13 years, mother of four boys, and considers supporting fellow military families as one of her greatest joys. She serves in various leadership roles through military and civilian organizations and currently serves as a Great Lakes Recruiting Battalion FRG Senior Advisor and is an Army Family Team Building and Four Lenses Self-Discovery Instructor. Sarah Jane actively collaborates with FRG leaders, volunteers, battalion staff, and company commanders throughout the state of Michigan, ensuring that all families are taken care of and remain valued. To read her empowering blogs, please visit our website, armywifenetwork.com. Next, we want to give a huge shout out to our Army Wife Network command team member, Sarah Peachy. Sarah is a journalist from Southern Pennsylvania, currently living in the Midwest. She lives with her husband of more than 10 years, three children, a very spoiled dachshund, and a cat who leaves a dusting of white fur on just about everything. She began a career in journalism with the Fort Polk Guardian, an Army installation newspaper, winning three state awards for her work. Her work has appeared on MilSpouse Fest, the Homefront United Network, Military.com, Spouse Buzz, and Army News Service. When not writing for military spouse support sites, she is currently working on her first novel while also volunteering as Army Wife Network's content editor. When she can carve the time into her schedule, she writes about parenting, travel, books, and politics on her website called Keep It Peachy. You can find her on Instagram too at Keep It Peachy. That's KEEPITPEACHEY. With all her incredible talents, Sarah has truly been an asset to Army Wife Network. So much thanks goes out to both Sarah and Sarah Jane for doing their part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations, Sarah Peachy and Sarah Jane Arnett. You both contribute so much to our organization, and we appreciate your willingness to empower others. Listeners, if you or someone you know is empowering those around you, head over to armywifenetwork.com to nominate them. On our website, look under the menu for Get Involved and click the tab Everyday Empowerment or AWN Empowers. You can also view our previous winners in our Empowerment Gallery. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will hear from our incredible new 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, who is bringing us this week's top stories and need-to-know news.
This is Susan Miller bringing you a moving minute from Just Moved. Are you thinking of cleaning out, sorting through things, making choices of what to keep and let go of? What needs to be cleaned out in the closet of your mind, the drawers of your emotions, the storage of your heart, or the boxes of your thoughts? Perhaps it's unforgiveness or grudges or gossip. It could be a critical spirit or negative thoughts, a judgmental attitude, even bitterness or anger. Write down what you want to get rid of. Start cleaning out from within today.
No news is typically good news in this military life,
except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Sarah. Here's this week's top stories. Military spouse Shandy Ulick is making waves for the military community. She has teamed with Senator Susan Collins of Maine to create a bill helping military spouses build their retirement savings despite frequent moves. The bill would give tax credits to small employers who hire military spouses while also making them immediately eligible for retirement plan participation within 2 months of hire. Military spouses are the unsung heroes of our country's national defense. I have heard from numerous military spouses how they often put their professional lives on hold, threatening their long-term retirement security, said Senator Collins. Read more details about the bill at Military Families Magazine. Business Insider recently reported that Dr. Anthony Fauci shared that the three best ways to keep your immune system strong are free. Dr. Fauci said, get a reasonable amount of sleep, get a good diet, and try to avoid or alleviate severe stress. He recommended a diet heavy in fruits and vegetables, such as a Mediterranean-style diet. To relieve stress, it was recommended to get regular exercise, meditate, practice deep breathing, listening to music, and spending time with your favorite person or pooch. Dr. Fauci shared that he takes supplemental vitamins C and D. There is good evidence that if you have a low vitamin D level, that you have more of a propensity to get infected when there are infections around, he said. Read the full story at businessinsider.com. And according to military.com, the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, the Supreme Court said in an announcement following her death at the age of 87. Ginsburg was a feminist icon who championed gender equality. Ginsburg was not a veteran. However, Supreme Court justices qualify for burial at Arlington. Ginsburg was a military spouse and will be buried next to her husband, Martin Ginsburg, who was a tax lawyer and an Army veteran. Read more at military.com. And this week in history, on October 1st, 1890, Yosemite was established as a national park by the United States Congress. Yosemite National Park is known for its granite cliffs, waterfalls, clear streams, giant sequoia groves, lakes, mountains, meadows, and much more. According to Wikipedia, an average of 4 million people visit Yosemite each year. Learn more about this national wonder at nps.gov. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
I am so grateful for Jolene's desire to bring us the most up-to-date military life news to make sure we are as informed as we can be.
Need more information to engage, educate, encourage, and empower you in your military life journey? At ArmyWifeNetwork.com, you can find more than 2,000 blog posts about deployment, PCS, Army life, health, and more. You can also check out our most popular resource, Post with the Most. Aaron from Fort Riley says, I use AWN on a weekly basis to get the support my family and I need to thrive in this military life. Tap into all of our empowering resources at www.armywifenetwork.com.
Well, listeners, our mission is accomplished for this episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. We hope to see you online each Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live MilSpouse Empowerment Moments. You can also subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app of your choice and catch new episodes Mondays and Thursdays each week. Tune in for our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio when our Army Wife Commander, Sherita Knobloch, will be sitting down with author Dr. Porges to talk about her book, What Girls Need, How to Raise Bold, Courageous, and Resilient Women. It's going to be another empowering show.
And listeners, we would also encourage you to follow us across all social media platforms at Army Wife Network. And while you're at it, invite your tribe to join us as well. We are stronger and more empowered together. Tag your friends and share this podcast. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts to let everyone know how Army Wife Network helps you in your military life journey.
Listeners, we want to be your metaphorical energy drink in this military life. We are here cheering you on no matter what military life throws your way. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.